navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
All right, so I'm going to get to it. And today we're going to talk about mediation, when to mediate, why to mediate, how to mediate, who to mediate with, when you're in the mediation, how to prepare for mediation, strategies in the mediation to get your side of the case the best results that you are hoping to get. So obviously it's a lot of stuff to get through, and I will try and do my best as always. And first, we're going to talk about when to mediate. All right, so good group of you. We've got over 100 people participating who have not mediated cases. So I think you'll find some really great value in today's program. And if you have experience, like anything else, if you take away one tidbit from today, then it's worthwhile. It helps you. So when to mediate. As you know from my series, which I believe most of you have participated in at least at some point, I'm a big fan of pushing for resolution of your case always, from before filing suit, early resolution, while the case is litigating, all the way up until you're about to pick a jury. You should always be trying to settle your case. And even when you're on trial, you should try and settle your case. And when a jury's out deliberating, you should try and settle the case. And after it comes in. So that's what we do as lawyers, whether you're representing plaintiffs or defendants. Our goal for our clients is to get the case resolved. And settlement is a great way to do it. And mediation is a great way to get your case resolved. I'm a huge fan of mediation. Been mediating cases since mediation started a long time ago, but it wasn't always around. Many of you know that the whole concept of mediation was new probably about 25 years ago. And it just to become what it's developed into today is quite something. And I've always said that I think that mediation, alternative dispute resolution, binding arbitrations is the new wave of how we're all going to litigate. It's going to be more efficient, cost-wise, time-wise, getting our cases resolved. So when to mediate, okay? Obviously, you can't mediate when you're on trial, and you can't mediate, some do, you know, the night before you start jury selection, but generally mediation is done before you're getting close to starting a trial. And you can mediate a case before a lawsuit is even filed and at any point in the case. So for me, I'm always pushing, always, always, always. From the minute I have contact, I've sent out a claim letter, I get a call from the insurance representative, the claims adjuster calls me up, we're talking about the case. Depending on the case, I may say, hey, is this something you guys are interested in doing an early mediation? You know, we're going to file suit if we can't resolve the case. And I usually like to give a deadline, you know, within 30 days. But if you'd like to mediate and agree to set it up, I'll hold off on filing suit if we have an agreement to mediate in place. And sometimes you can get a case resolved without even having to file a lawsuit. Otherwise, once the litigation starts, I have found that usually the best time to mediate a case is after all sides sort of have what they really need to properly assess a case. And it's going to be very fact specific. For example, if it's a rear end auto accident case and the injury is very clear, very causally connected, and they're not treating anymore, or better yet, let's say a car runs a stoplight. Witnesses, everyone, the driver admits, I didn't see it was a red light. They run over a client, client breaks an arm, has surgery, surgery goes well, really not much more treatment or therapy needed. In that type of scenario, there's not much that litigation that you're going to learn in discovery or you need to assess the case. You know the injury, you know the liability, you know there's probably not much else going on there, and you can mediate that right away. But what if in that scenario, it's a he said, she said accident?